Well, all the time is the right time twice a day. Isn't that the saying?
No. It's not the saying.
I don't really know how to phrase this. This might be a stupid question. But did the different days of the week feel different to you?
Less so now that I work from home.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, yeah. I mean, define feel different, though.
Well, like, Mondays suck, obviously. Mondays have, like, a downer vibe.
Are you talking about some sort of, like, synesthesia? Like, do Mondays taste like chalk to you?
It's not completely unlike that.
Okay.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I've always felt like Saturday and Friday, like, for obvious reasons, have the best vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's maybe just ingrained from childhood when you had school nights and not school nights.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I think it is just leftover. Like, because especially now that I work from home, like, you know, mm-hmm. my days are pretty much what I want them to be. But still, Friday, Saturday is like the good days, the relaxing days.
Yeah.
Sunday, too. Sunday mornings are awesome. There's so many songs about Sunday mornings.
I know.
Because Sunday mornings are awesome.
That's a good point, though. Only Sunday morning is awesome. Sunday night is the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But Sunday morning is great because you're finished all your partying and you're just chilling. You always sleep in. Uh-huh. It never feels like it's an emergency to get up.
Well, unless you go to church.
Yeah, well, I don't, so.
Lucky for us, sinners.
What about the rest of the days, though? What about Tuesday through Thursday?
Tuesday has, like, a cool blue vibe.
Okay.
Wednesday is more like a pinky color.
Uh-huh.
And then Thursday, I like Thursday a lot. Thursday is, like a stylish gray.
I feel like all the good shows were on Thursdays or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, for sure. Must see TV Thursday.
What network is that?
I don't know. NBC?
I don't remember.
Probably all the networks.
Yeah, yeah.
They all like had their big night for some reason.
It's Thursday because like that's when everybody watches TV. Because you don't on Friday because you're out.
Yep.
Like weekends are no good. And then the rest of the days kind of suck.
I bet you that plays right into the vibe of days. Like,
I wonder if like you wouldn't feel this way about days if you lived in a different society, right? Like,
maybe not.
But everywhere in the world now
uses the same calendar.
Yeah, like
has weekends. Has
work week. Yeah,
type structure. Yeah.
I don't think that it should, though. I think everyone should work whenever they want. I think it's really dumb how we've all chosen to work the same hours, so like traffic is horrible for 3 hours a day, and like nobody cares. Like it's just normal.
It's very dumb.
Like, why don't we stagger? You know, because there's not a lot of jobs have to be done at the same time as everyone else is doing their job.
True.
I guess some of them do, so you need like core hours, but still, that's what it should be. It should be core hours, like a workplace that has time shifting, you know, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
That's when everybody gets the communication done.
Yeah. I think the work day must be like a remnant left over from the non-communicative ages when we didn't have phones and stuff and everybody had to be in the same place to talk.
Yeah, and I think it should go away.
I agree. But I don't agree that if we didn't have like a structured work week, that all days would feel the same.
Okay.
And I will refer you to the Mayan calendar.
Okay.
I think they had like a 13-day cycle or something, but every day there's like a big cycle and a small cycle, and I don't know how they line up or whatever, but I think one of the ideas is that like every day has its own like theme.
Right. I like that idea.
Yeah. Within there's like whatever, how many, 7 or 13 like Bach tunes. And then each of them is like, oh, well, on the second Bach tune, you're probably going to be horny.
Right. Would you,
it's basically like astrology.
Do you do your days that way now? Like, do you have themes for your days? Like, do you do certain things on certain days?
Yeah, I like to. I like to try. Not, it's not too rigid, but there is patterns.
Would you call yourself a creature of habit?
Very much so.
Okay.
Everybody's a creature of habit.
You think so?
Unless you're a psychopath.
You don't think there's like free spirits out there that have no habits?
Even the free spirits, I mean, I'm sure they have their own habits.
Yeah, just free-spirited ones.
Yeah. Just non-recurring, wild and creative habits.
Yeah.
Flavors of the week. Let's go there.
Okay. Flavors of the week. Wait.
Monday, vanilla.
No, not vanilla. Monday's not vanilla.
Vanilla's like too good for Monday?
Yeah. Tuesdays, okay. Tuesdays or Thursdays or maybe Wednesdays are vanilla. Middle of the week. Middle of the road.
Well, what ice cream is shitty enough to be? Well, I guess it doesn't have to be ice cream. It doesn't have to be ice cream.
Monday is like oatmeal or something.
Okay, yeah. Earl Grey tea.
Still too nice.
Okay.
Monday's like something.
Monday's a day for tea, though.
Yeah. Monday's something that will like sustain you, but it's not enjoyable in any way. So that's why I went with oatmeal.
Okay. You're just getting through Monday.
Yeah. Tuesday, we can say is vanilla. You don't agree?
Yeah, no, that's probably appropriate.
Okay.
Because I've got better flavors.
Yeah.
Like, I don't love Tuesdays. Tuesdays are right. Tuesdays used to be cool because we'd get new movies into the store where I worked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And game releases as well.
That, yeah, it's Tuesdays. Still like a big release day.
Yep.
It's cheap movie night.
Yep.
Tuesday has an all right vibe.
Okay.
Tuesday is kind of like the celebratory I got through Monday vibe.
Is Tuesday like a chocolate chip cookie then? Or is that too much?
No, it's too good. Wednesday is a chocolate chip cookie.
Okay. What, we didn't land on what Tuesday is.
No, what did you say? Vanilla? Yeah, it's vanilla.
Yeah, at first I said vanilla. Okay, all right, okay. Yeah. What are we at? Monday is oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
Tuesday is vanilla.
Yeah.
Wednesday is a chocolate chip cookie?
Yep.
All right. Thursday is
like, it's like a classy raspberry tort.
Okay.
Like I said, like Thursday's color is like stylish, dark right. gray.
Yeah. And so its flavor is something equally stylish.
Yeah, something expensive.
Interesting. Okay. So what is Friday then?
Friday is pizza day.
Friday was pizza day in my family.
At my school.
Yeah, a lot of families, I think, as well. Movie night/pizza night.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one for Friday. What's Saturday? Saturday, I think, should be like a drink, like a Manhattan or something.
Okay.
Or like a whiskey.
Okay. Saturday's like an imbibement of
yeah,
like bitter tastes but good feelings.
Yep. I like that a lot. Yep. Okay. And Sunday is
an angel food cake.
I was thinking
with the birthday sprinkles inside of it. You know that flavor?
Yeah, I do like that flavor. It's funny because I was thinking a pillow and you said angel food cake, which is like the pillow of food.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. All right.
Have you ever slept on an angel food cake?
No, but I would love to.
I'd love to try it.
Okay.
Full mattress?
Let's go make one.
How long do you think it would take? Do we have the resources? And can we set a record?
We have to go to Bulk Barn right now before they close.
Excuse me. We need all your cake stuff.
You don't know. You don't know.
We should have planned. We should have made a list.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Reggie Watts. Reggie Watts is not affiliated with Super Good Question in any way. Are you a super good fan of Super Good Question? then you should follow us on Twitter at supergoodpod.
So it's Tuesday, February?
Let's open a brewery called Febrewery.
Okay, table that. What is it, the 4th?
I don't know. Who cares?
Because it's the lunar eclipse, bro.
Oh, no,
not eclipse. Sorry, wrong thing. Lunar New Year.
Okay.
Did you know there was a Lunar New Year?
I guess it makes sense, but I've never really thought about it.
Is it the same as the Chinese New Year?
I don't know.
We're so ignorant. we should look these things up. But if it's not the same thing, there's too many New Years.
Okay.
You can't just keep making up new places to start the year.
There are a lot of New Years. We don't even know. There's so many.
There is. There's like the fiscal New Year.
Which is different for every company.
Yeah. There's like your New Year, which is like your birthday.
Right. Yep.
If everyone has a personal New Year's.
Why are we talking about New Year's? What's the question?
Because it's the Lunar New Year today.
Okay. And the question is,
what does the Lunar New Year mean to you? And if you just found out about the Lunar New Year, what's your Lunar New Year's resolution? In case you don't know what that is, it's like the reverse side of a New Year's resolution.
Oh, okay. So, I like that. So it's like a hedonistic New Year's, sort of?
Yeah, let's go with that.
I don't even know. What do I need to do more that's bad for me?
Smoking. You should take up smoking this year.
I don't want to. I don't like it that much. Like, I'll do it.
Maybe you haven't smoked the right things. Like, have you tried a hookah?
Oh, you know what? Sorry, I know you said hookah, and maybe we can come back to that, but I just thought of cigars.
Okay.
And I want to get into cigars.
All right, sweet.
So
I can hook us up.
Yeah, let's do, that's my Lunar New Year resolution, is to start smoking cigars on the regular.
That's a great idea. I will join you in that obsession? Endeavor. Endeavor, yeah.
Do you have a separate one, though?
Wait, do you want to be like a big fat cigar type dude, or like a small cigarillo type dude?
Definitely fat.
Okay.
What are the, who likes the thin ones?
Like Castro. I don't know.
I want the fatties.
Yeah,
the
Cubans. I agree. That's the way I want to go.
Yeah.
The Esplendido.
And I want a humidor for them.
Mm-hmm. I think we should build a wing onto your house, which is just for cigars.
Okay.
And it's a big humidor, basically.
You go in it to smoke as well?
No. It's just like, have you ever been to a cigar shop? Like, yeah, they'll have a glass area where it's all like
moist. So we want to put a giant humidor in my house.
Yeah.
Okay. Only if we can put a sauna next to it. So the people can get hot and the cigars can stay humid next to each other.
Yeah, it just makes like sense.
Yeah, we
reuse that steam.
Exactly. Why do all your cigars taste like BO?
I think you mean, why does my sauna smell like delicious Dominican tobacco leaves?
All right, cool. You mentioned the hookah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I've ever used a hookah. What even goes in it?
Well, different flavors of tobacco, for one thing.
Okay.
You can get flavored little sacks of tobacco. I think you can smoke weed through them, but it's not a good idea,
right?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Cuz like you don't want to get them all gummy inside and stuff.
Right.
But they can get quite elaborate. I think it's more about the ritual and the
right,
the sit down aspect.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah, but I also do enjoy it. The smoke is tasty sometimes.
Is there water in it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but I don't know.
Yes.
There is?
I want to say yes now.
Oh, we have no idea.
I don't know. We're so stupid.
so
I've
how
tried
are,
like one in my life.
How are hookah lounges allowed then? Or are they just sort of gray area?
Yeah, I don't know actually.
Because like, is it, that's just smoking tobacco in a enclosed space.
Yep.
Doesn't seem like it should be.
It's probably like legal under some cultural bylaw.
Right. Gotta love those.
Loopholes.
I think I want to. Can I add that to my Lunar New Year's thing? Like, I want to try that. I don't want to make a habit of it. Like, I'm not going to build a wing on the house for it. But
okay,
maybe let's like get a hookah and try it.
You want to dabble in hooking?
Yeah. I want to become a regular cigar smoker, and I want to dabble in hooking, as cool. you say.
I just saw an article about how there's like this chemical in a vapor, you know, like tobacco vape cartridges.
Yep.
That it's so hilarious. The flavor is butter flavor.
Uh-huh.
Like it's a chemical that they use for butter flavor.
Yep.
But it causes a condition in your lungs called popcorn lung.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's like just coincidence that it's butter flavor causes popcorn lung, but...
What is popcorn lung? What does that do?
I think it has something to do with blowing up your your lung things into popcorny. Popcorn looking shit.
Is it? It's bad for you. I take it.
Oh yeah, you don't want it. You don't want to be breathing popcorn.
Yeah, I think that we're probably in for some nasty surprises about vaporizers in general.
Yep.
There's.
We haven't seen how
people
that shakes
are just
going to
start dropping like flies from what they're going to deem sudden vape death or something.
Sudden infant vape death. That'll be like 10 years when Idiocracy has come full swing.
What is it? Sieved? That's not good.